Well, I think there are some reasons for optimism when we look at the December report that we released along with the BLS, and also some administrative data that I'll point out in a moment. But the unemployment rate is down to 5.0%. So we've had three straight months now where the unemployment rate has edged down a tenth each month. We were at 5.3%. We're down to 5.0%. In each of those 3 months, the number of unemployed has also declined, and so we're moving in the right direction there. Certainly, you know, unemployment is higher than it was a year ago, so I don't want to you know, not mention that. We still have about 15,000 more unemployed Oklahomans than were unemployed a year ago, but at least in the last quarter, it's moving in the right direction. You know, the administrative data that I'm looking at says that in December, the 4 weeks that ended December 31st, our initial claims for unemployment insurance are down around 22% from the prior year. And so, again, let me say that. For basically the 4 weeks ending December, we had 22% fewer people filing that initial claim for unemployment. And that's pushing down this unemployment rate number that we're announcing.
So what's behind it all? I mean, okay, so the economy's improving, but what's causing it to improve?
Well, I think you know, the national economy has really remained, if not robust, it's, you know, there's been strength there. At the same time that, you know, oil producing states have really struggled, and so some of it is just that, you know, we're, you know, being pulled along by the rest of the nation. Oil prices have gone up. We're beginning to see, you know, some stabilization in some of the industries that are tied to our oil and gas economy. Manufacturing in this report is seeing an increase in employment of about 1,300 jobs. Part of that's in the non-durable side of manufacturing, but a good portion of it's in durable goods manufacturing, and quite a bit of that was in manufacturing of fabricated metal products, which is certainly tied to oil and gas. So we're seeing some increase there. Actually seeing a good increase in the information sector, which, you know, is your industry, broadcasting and publishing. For about 15 years, that industry has been in a steep decline in terms of employment, but for 2016, it gained about 1,000 jobs.
Okay, so as we move ahead into 2017 and you start getting into January with the first figures, I mean, your best guess here is that just slight improvement, a tenth of a point here and a tenth of a point there? Or do you see anything coming down the road that really might give us a boost economically?
Well, it's unlikely that we're going to see rapid changes in the unemployment rate in 2017. That's typically not the way that the economy will evolve as you're coming out of what has been a statewide recession. Certainly not a national recession, but at the state level, I think it'd be fair to say that we've had a modest recession driven from the energy sector. So I think the best outlook would be that we would have a gradual decline in the unemployment rate, as we've seen in the last few months, but over a 12-month period, that can start to be significant.
What about the government sector in the state? Do you see any job losses that occurred in December, or has the government sector, by and large, kind of weathered some of the recession, with the exception, perhaps, of some state agencies?
Well, you're correct. In December, we did see job cuts both at the state government level and in local government level. Each one of those sectors lost 200 jobs each. We saw gains at the federal government level of about 500. But, yeah, you're correct. At the state and local government level here in the state, December was one where we had job decline.